The parsha of the week is Toldos, which speaks about the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. This morning I had the privilege of participating in the Bris Milah of a grandchild, and there were several items of Torah that were said at the Bris, and some that were going to be said that weren't said, that I'd like to take this opportunity to share. The Gemara tells us that when the Jews were about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gave them three mitzvahs to perform upon entering Eretz Yisrael. The first one was to destroy the descendants of Amalek. We know that the Jews are compared to a sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. The wolves represent the nations of the world, and of all the opposing nations of the world, Amalek is considered to be the worst. The Torah refers to Amalek as Rashis Goyim Amalek, the leader of all the other nations. When the Torah in the beginning, in Parshas Bereishis, speaks about the evil that took over the world right before the time of the flood, it uses a terminology, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, only evil all the time. And it's brought that the last letters of these four words, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, make up the word Amalek. So that Amalek is the symbol of total evil. And therefore, when the Jews first came out of Mitzrayim, after having toppled the most powerful kingdom in the world, the Torah tells us that all the nations of the world stood in awe of Bnei Yisrael and their leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was only this one evil nation, Amalek, whom the Torah compares to a dog, that despite the fact that he knew that if he engaged the Jews in combat, he would definitely lose, he would definitely get hurt in the process, he was willing to do it just to weaken the awe that the world had for the Jewish people at the time. And the Gemara compares it to a boiling hot bath that no one would dare to go into until one person who's brazen enough says, I'll jump in, knowing full well that he's going to get scalded in the process, but he's going to cool it off for the next person. This is Amalek. So Hashem taught the Jewish people that upon entering Eretz Yisrael, where they would be established as an eternal kingdom, they take on this commandment of destroying the descendants, the children and descendants of Amalek. The second mitzvah is to appoint a king. And the third mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. Rav Nosson Zal, in his Sefer Likutei Halachos, shows us how when a Jewish child enters into a Bris Milah, it's also an aspect of a Jew entering Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael represents the holiness, the holiest place in the world for a Jewish person. When the Jewish nation entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were entering into a universe of holiness. Just as a child who's born originally on Orel, in a state of incompletion and impurity, upon having the Bris Milah, that's when the child enters into purity and holiness. And we find, in fact, another connection between the Bris Milah and Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us that Avram Avinu, who was the first Jew to have a Bris Milah, his Sandak was Hashem himself, and Hashem gave the baby, the 99-year-old baby, Avram Avinu, a gift in celebration of the Bris. The gift was Eretz Yisrael. We know that Avram Avinu was born to parents that did not conduct themselves with purity, that did not observe mitzvahs. His father, Terach, was a major idol worshipper, and in fact, when his father realized that his son, Avram Avinu, was rejecting idol worship, he actually went so far as to turn him over to the authorities, to tell Nimrod, the king at the time, about his rebellious son, which eventually led to Nimrod trying to kill Avram Avinu by throwing him into a fiery furnace. And we're taught that the mother of Avram Avinu, whose name is mentioned in the Gemara, Amasloi Bas Karnavo, she and her husband conducted themselves with such impurity that the only time that they were together was when she was specifically impure. And yet, despite that, Hashem was able to bring forth from this couple this holy, special soul of Avram Avinu, who eventually became the first father of the Jewish people and the first person to broadcast to the world faith in Hashem. As great as Avram Avinu was, the fact that he came from that kind of a background put him in a certain position. whereas his son Yitzchak Avinu was the first person to be born to parents who conducted themselves with holiness and purity. His parents Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu were both outstanding in their tzidkus, in their holiness and purity and righteousness, and we find that the Torah tells us that in this manner Avram Avinu began bringing holiness into the world. And it's for this reason that when this child was born, he was named Yitzchak. Sarah Imenu commented upon his birth, Kol Hashemea Yitzachakli. All those that will hear about this child will rejoice with me. And Rav Nosson Zal says, who is this Kol Hashemea? This refers to all the worlds, not just the physical world, but even in the heavenly worlds, everyone was smiling at the birth of this child. Because from the time that Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, every single child that had been born up until that point had a certain impurity. This was the first child to be born with real purity, coming from a complete pure background. And this is the tzchoik, this is the unique happiness that came to the world with the birth of this child, to the point where it was actually named for this happiness, for this rejoicing. This is what earned him this name, Yitzchak. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what he heard from Rabbi Nachman, is actually the main reason for the joy and the singing and the dancing and the music at a Jewish wedding. Rabbi Nachman once commented, people go to a wedding and we know we celebrate the wedding. What are the people celebrating? What are they so happy about? That two people who are living a relatively easy life, where they were under the care of their parents, suddenly these two people take on all kinds of obligations, responsibilities, a heavy yoke of responsibility, and they have to learn how to be able to live together in peace and harmony. Marriage usually is a struggle. There's a tremendous struggle involved, a struggle to build a healthy relationship. So what's everybody dancing and clapping and celebrating? And if we're to talk about the physical union between them, here again, Rabbi Nachman said, we know that there are so few people who are able to conduct themselves with the proper purity, that can't either be enough of a reason for all of this joy and dancing and clapping and happiness. So what is the reason? And here's where Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, the true reason is our realization that because of the fact that two Jews are getting married, both of whom come from a background of purity, both come from Jewish parents, or both have accepted upon themselves observance of mitzvahs to live a life of purity, this is what we're rejoicing about. The fact that we believe that from this union has the potential to bring into the world a Yitzchak, or a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a great luminary to bring a light into the world. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that the greatest lights of the Jewish people, the greatest luminaries of the Jewish people, not all of their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were all rabbis or Jewish leaders. They were shoemakers. They were simple people. There were all kinds of people along the way. And then eventually, sometimes after one generation, sometimes after 10 generations, after 25 generations, suddenly a child is born who eventually becomes a major light of the Jewish people and a light onto the world. And this is the celebration, this is the main celebration at a Jewish wedding or at a bris milah, the fact that we recognize, we believe that from this union, from this child being born, either directly or indirectly, eventually, is going to come forth a light for Klal Yisrael, a tzaddik who will have made all the generations worthwhile. One like this can be a tikkun for 10 or 100 or 1,000 generations that precede or follow that special child being born. On this note, speaking about my own simcha, I'd like to give a birchas hedyot that all those that are participating in the shir, each and every one should be blessed with their own simcha. Those that need to find their zivugim, to find their true mates in order to make this happen, Hashem should help them be able to find their true zivug. And those that need to be blessed with children should be zeichet to have that bracha. And those that need to have the wisdom and the siyata d'shmaya, the divine assistance, to be able to raise their children in a way that they can become true tzaddikim, each and every one of us, Hashem should give us the help that we need to be able to bring forth our Yitzchak, to be able to get to our tzoik osel elikim, to our simcha, to our joy, and eventually get to see the complete joy of Kal Yisrael with the coming of Moshiach and the rebuilding of the final Beis HaMikdash, b'mheirah v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Best wishes for a good Shabbos. We're starting the month of Kislev, in which we have the awesome holiday of Chanukah that's called Chag HaOrim, the holiday of lights. Should be zeche to start receiving and benefiting from this light from the beginning of the month. All the best.